Why did they pull down Drury Hill? Why did they waste it that infamous day? From Weekday Cross to Old Broad Marsh, it had ever led the way. Small it was, and oh so steep, but worthy of this humble ditty. With tiny footpath, this cobbled street, run down but oh so pretty. Never could a car get past, its road was far too narrow. The only traffic built for it were feet and the odd wheelbarrow. A bookshop stood here and one on the right, a cobbler's and clockmaker's too. Some traders lived behind their shops, though of comforts there were few. In summer the sun was warm and kind and bathed it in gentle light, but it was postcard pretty when frosted over in glorious winter white. Slippy it was sometimes, and I took the odd tumble there, but I never let it stop me using that ancient thoroughfare. But they thought it in the way and would stop their shopping mall, so they took a vote and sent this street cruelly to the wall. Oh, later they said they were sorry it had all been a big mistake, and now the market at Snenton has faced the same horrid fate. We finally know it's gone, the council has seen it off, frequented for centuries by the poor man and the toff. It's supported thousands of families, clothed and fed many more, kept Nottingham City going right through the Second World War. Through all these many centuries of the market folk, 'twas said, they stood out in all weathers to earn their daily bread. Jackie Pan also baskets of pots. He'd haul them up on his hip, throw them high in the air, and they'd crash down with never a chip. I'm glad old Sally Slickslack's gone. All alone, she just sold rags. A tanner for a bunch of lace, earned enough for her pint and fags. Reg the Veg stood near the school, everyone's mate, no one's fool. Tough as old boots, who midst the clamour filled pensioners' bags and said, "Gis a tanner." I went there with our mum one day. She bought me a cardie of blue. I'd never owned anything before of so soft and pretty a hue. It cost but a penny halfpenny, and I wore it with great pride, till mum washed and spoilt it, and I cried and cried and cried. And shoes I got with ankle straps, brown leather with a shine. Proudly showing them to my friend Pat, she said once they were mine. Every market manager, be he Joseph, Sam or Jack, was always known as Toby. Better quid you didn't know that. And there have been hundreds of Tobys on that market through many a year. But on their deathbed you can be sure the council shed not a tear. Oh, Snenton, I shall miss you, your noise and friendly chatter. Some brave folk tried to stop them, but it was far too late to matter. They've traded our market heritage for high-gloss granite and chrome, and fancified upholstery of chipboard and coloured foam. And not too far along the years, trust me, just you wait, some councilman will make his name by saying it's out of date. Oh, there'll be gyms and fancy shops of those who have enough, and to folk like me who mourn its loss, the councilmen said, tough. I know not who thought this one up, by face nor yet by name, but I sincerely hope I live to see you hang your head in shame.
Joy James, that was beautifully delivered.
Thank you.
And written. Thank you for the memories of Drury Hill.
A real pleasure.